Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, hey, buddy.
Yes. What's up?
6:28. I'll tell you what's up. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Oh, boy. They're going to be enjoying a lot busy. Of Bud products this weekend. If you
They are going to be busy over the weekend. That's for sure. A lot of people drinking booze, man.
If you want a happy 4th, well, get stocked up from Bud Distributing. They got everything you need for your barbecues, for hanging out, watching fireworks, whatever it is. You won't be thirsty. Guarantee that with Bud Distributing. So check them out.
Yeah. Stay quenched, man. And stay American.
So quenched. So quenched.
Yeah. So, hey, Bud, what's up? Let's kick it off. Major League Baseball yesterday. White Sox beating the Twins 8-5. Tigers and Cubs were both off. White Sox going to be Detroit playing the Tigers at 7:10. Cubs over in Cincinnati playing the Reds at 7:10. Yesterday, I watched a little Rich Eisen, and they were talking more about that baseball thing. And he's got a guy that comes on named John Boy, and he's just kind of explaining the whole thing. And dude, there's some weird stuff going on in baseball right now. Dude, literally Major League Baseball almost tried to cut out home runs. But they made the ball softer and heavier this year. So there wouldn't be as many home runs. So there'd be more gameplay in the infield.
Wait.
Yeah.
They can't do that. That's affecting the game.
Can do whatever they want in Major League Baseball. That's a thing. They made the balls heavier so that you couldn't crank them out of the park.
That pisses me off.
And I think they made them a little softer. Yeah. Anyway.
So it's a different game. No. That's BS. They are affecting the game on a level that changes. That to me, that'd be like in football, them, all right, well, we don't want as many
We're going to play with a Nerf ball for the third quarter.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to soften up the football. I know they have changed certain things, but that's like an actual integral part. That's a piece of the equipment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and now the pitchers can't use their spinny goo, you know? Dude, it's just they're trying to make it dull. They're doing the exact opposite of what they need to be doing.
People love home runs. Why are they so you don't go to the a ground ball derby, all right? Have you ever seen a ground ball derby, Hunter? No. You go to
a bunch of bunts. Bunt the whole game.
Yeah. Oh, hey, me and the kids are going to the bunt derby. That sounds horrible. How about the home run derby? What the F, man?
Yeah, it sucks. I feel bad for you baseball fans out there.
That's so stupid.
But we'll see. We'll see if they can. Maybe they'll listen to the people once in a while and be like, hey, all right, you got to make it a little more exciting. It's make them crank it out of the park.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about baseball. I got another baseball story. This one's actually a little bit better. Like, I'm going to try to shed some light onto baseball.
Okay.
Try to leave baseball with a good feeling. July 1st is is it Bonilla or Bonilla?
I think it's Bonilla.
Bonilla? Bobby Bonilla Day for the New York Mets, their fans out there. It's the day where Bobby Bonilla gets paid a deferred $1.2 million a year every year till 2036. After years of people ragging on the Mets for the deal, the team has gotten into celebrating it, really. Mets announced that Bonilla will host an Airbnb overnight stay at Citi Field on July 28th at a VIP suite. The guests will be able to watch two back-to-back games, a day and a night game against the Atlanta Braves from the suite, and hold a ceremonial first pitch before the night game. Also, get limitless ballpark hot dogs, drinks, Cracker Jack, and batting helmets filled with ice cream. The use of the Mets gym to work out and shower, plus a chance to hang out with Mr. and Mrs. Met. Dude, that's pretty cool.
Actually, sounds like a pretty good time. That sounds pretty fun.
A batting helmet filled with ice cream.
I mean, that's everyone's dream, right?
Dude, what? I didn't know that was a thing. Did they do that at ballparks?
I don't know if they do it a lot at ballparks. It seems like that would be quite messy. Because do they use just regular helmets that's got like the holes in the bottoms, you know, the air holes in there? Because I feel like that's just asking for stickiness and ants everywhere.
Or is it like one of those little miniature helmets?
Maybe that's probably what it is. I think you and I are thinking straight up like some guy strikes out and then he takes off his helmet and puts it in the stands and some guy comes up and fills it with, you know, vanilla ice cream.
Fill it up.
Oh, there's
so much ice cream.
There's so much hair in my ice cream. This is ridiculous, man.
Not to mention, baseball, it's usually you're right directly into the sun in the stands. It's usually 105 degrees out there. How long is that ice cream lasting?
This is a horrible promotion, guys. There's melted ice cream everywhere. Who thought this up?
Freeze it back up and reuse it.
Kids are sticking to the bleacher seats like, my daddy, I want to go home. No. You got to finish that helmet full of ice cream before we leave.
It's the worst to clean up, too. It just kind of puddles and, sticky. Kids don't seem to mind it, though. They like playing in it. Anyway, that's an interesting ending for baseball. We had to shed some light on baseball, make it a little bit better. So there you go. Ice cream filling batting helmets. That's pretty cool.
Perfect.
It's good. Get over to cycling real quick before we leave here, Brock. The woman who was arrested by the French authorities for causing that massive Tour de France crash last weekend, remember us talking about that?
Oh, yeah.
Actually got to see it on YouTube. My God, dude.
It's unbelievable.
It's a pile up. I don't know why I laugh every time I see it.
It's nothing but skin-tight bicycle suits, gears, wheels, handlebars, helmets, just all combobulated into one.
So she was holding like a long, elongated sign, right?
Yep.
And her hand was behind the sign, so you couldn't see her hand at the camera view. But, dude, she straight up clotheslined that guy, dude. He wrapped around her arm like...
It's wonderful.
It was like Chuck Norris, man. Anyway, tour organizers have decided not to press charges against that lady, even though her selfish stunt was seen on TV everywhere and led to the pileup that left at least 21 riders hurt. Organizers felt it was best to move on and calm the situation. They're also reminding spectators to stay far away from the cyclists.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe, guys, put up some ropes. I'm not blaming them because, look, this lady was trying to get on TV.
Were there ropes or no?
No, I don't think so. No? I think they just line up, you know, which also, too, this brings me into something about a couple sports. One, like those road derbies, you know, the races where, like, they just whip around on actual roads. Mm-hmm. All they put in there is, like, a little rope. Like, it's like a little,
tiny little,
Baylor twine rope from, like, the road and the spectators. Dude, these people are... a foot away from just getting run over by these vehicles that are flying down these roads. And they're just like, oh, yeah, this is great. This is fantastic. It's like maybe we should back them up a little bit. I don't know. Maybe don't put spectators on the hairpin turn that's known as Dead Man's Corner. And they're like, oh, yeah, this would be a good spot for people to watch the race.
What happened? God, dude, that pile up, though, every time I see it.
It's brilliant. Dude, it's
you don't, so much of guys in leotards just piling up.
You don't want to laugh, but you laugh. That's kind of where we're at. That's kind of where we're at.
I mean, nobody's going to die from that.
So. Yeah, exactly.
It's not like Dale Earnhardt whipping around a corner at 200 miles an hour. You're on. You're going to be fine. Get on your bike again. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. I've had worse wrecks on my Huffy. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Trying to hit that jump. Anyway, it's an interesting sports report this morning. Let's get out of here.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off.
Take it off.
Hey.
The way you move your body, give me so
I felt good. I felt good.
Hey, don't waste all your energy the first day, man. No, you got a long weekend.
I got to pace myself, man. Good morning, everybody. 7:28.
That's why you always... So you always end the night with Lil Jon. Start the night with Lil Jon.
You burn yourself out, man. No one can go hard like Lil Jon all night, all night long. Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for sports. Let's get it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So guess what? This 4th of July, when you're enjoying the majesty of fireworks in this great nation, Bud Distributing's got you covered, man. There ready to go.
Man, there you go. All right, hey, you know scores?
Yeah.
Hell with them.
Except one.
Last night, dude, your Bucks, they won. They beat the Hawks
without
Giannis.
They got a chance, man. I think they might actually do it. They might actually do it.
I'll just read this headline. Bucks overcome Giannis's absence to move within one win of the finals. Wow.
Yep.
See, there's something to this, dude. It's like you got your main player that you always just kind of lean on because he can take care of it.
Yep.
But then when he's like gone or gets hurt, at perfect time, like right now, I should have saw this coming, honestly. It's like a movie. You know, all right, we're going to do it for him. We're going to do it for Giannis.
Do it
and then
for
everybody
Giannis.
Gets. Yeah. And then they all get together and they play phenomenal. And then Giannis is going to come back and they're going to go back to Rome and lose. It's just how it works. And it's weird. Anyway, man. Move within one win of it.
And they'll be taking on what? The Suns, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
So
if they win. If they win, of course. If they win.
Yeah. All right, let's do a cycling story here real quick. Yeah, I talked about this a little bit last hour. The woman who was arrested by French authorities for causing that massive tour. I know I can hardly not laugh even through the story because I just have that pile up in my brain. Oh, my God.
It's brilliant.
A bunch of dudes in leotards.
Just handlebars jammed into orifices as they all pile up. It's
terrible, like one bike like snapped in half.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, geez, man. Yeah. Anyway, that lady causing the massive Tour de France crash last weekend. We'll be allowed to ride off into the sunset. No pun intended. Scot-free. They're not even like making her repair bikes or anything. It's nothing. Tour organizers decided to not press charges, even though her selfish stunt was seen all over TV. The big pileup, 21 riders hurt, bodies flying everywhere.
You know, and I get where they're coming from because it's not like she was sitting there and like stuck a branch in some guy's spoke. You know, yes, it was stupid of her to try and get in TV. She was completely unaware of her surroundings. All right, she screwed up, but there wasn't any malice behind it. So they're like, all right, look, you're an idiot, but you didn't.
It's not like she clotheslined the rider and just started ground and pounding him. You know,
it's not like she was sitting up in a tree with a .22 popping tires. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't anything like that. All right,
slashing tires with a Rambo.
Yeah,
knife.
It was just she was an idiot. She just wasn't paying attention, and she got on the road and good douche. You know?
You think she had to make like a public apology or anything in that regards? She did turn herself in. Like that's a good first step.
Exactly.
Like if they went and like had to find her, I'm sure they would have probably pressed charges.
Yeah. Yeah. But
man, dude, you know what? Here's your punishment. Just go on YouTube and read the comments.
Jeez.
I'm serious. That one main video that they posted from the news station or whatever. Yeah. Dude, some of the comments are hilarious.
Yeah, it's terrible. She that will haunt her for the rest of her life. She'll never be known. She could cure a disease and people would be like, oh yeah, but you also caused that big accident at Tour de France, right? Look, I just cured this disease, all right? I'm not the Tour de France lady. That's not all I'm known for.
It's going to haunt her for the rest of her life. They're going to like print out the screenshot of that pileup and like put it on her birthday cakes for the rest of her life. Why?
Just that one screenshot of where the cyclist realizes that he's hitting her and going down. Yeah. Yep. Brilliant. Just brilliant.
You know, by the way, if a little old lady can clothesline you, how much of these bikes weigh? How much do you weigh?
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Dude, I would have just
barrel through that, you know?
I would have just straight up kicked her right out of the way. I would have just, right there, done. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I think she beat feet, though, man, because right after you can see, you can't find her because she's in like a yellow jacket. So she kind of stood out a little bit.
Well,
dude, she ditched that yellow jacket like Shooter McGavin.
She actually got knocked out of the way of the big wreck. That's the thing. The guy hit her, kind of pushes her out of harm's way, and then it just collapses. The bikes just collapse in on themselves like a black, like a dying star, just right down, man. It's unbelievable. Yep.
I just kind of want to end it on there, man.
That's good enough for me.
It. Yeah, we got a baseball story, but they're just giving away free hot dogs and helmets full of ice cream. So
to be honest, it was the most entertaining Tour de France I've ever watched. They need to throw in massive pileups in it. It's just like NASCAR. Look, NASCAR is great, but what do we all watch for? The wrecks.
We want the crash.
Okay? Yeah, we want the crash. We
a
want
safe
the crash.
Yeah. That's what we want.
Especially you know what?
They should do it on a road with a bunch of potholes. Make it interesting. Old Napier.
I think it also stems from the fact that I think deep down, most of us dislike cyclists on the road, so really, we want to see this happen.
That pileup is glorious.
There's this little kind of dark side of everyone who enjoys seeing cyclists fall.
Why aren't
down
you
the
on
crash.
The sidewalk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, you're a little close to that bike lane there. What? Why are you out there riding on a Saturday morning, all right? How dare you show your fitness, all right? Get out of here.
Dude, you know what? I'm calling it right now. My Halloween costume 2021 is that lady in that yellow coat holding that sign.
It's perfect. It's perfect. I'll dress up as a cyclist with like bandages all over me.
The whole night will just be clothes.
And just a broken wheel spoke. That's what I'll carry. It'll be perfect.
Yes.
All right.
It's a winner. There you go. That's your sports this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.